Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
So what have you learned and picked up over the last couple of weeks about this football team?
Good question, Steve. I mean, a lot of it, you know, I think defensively and with their new leader, I kind of like the vibe of the aggressiveness and the talk of the turnovers, because I can kind of, I don't know, I can kind of see it, feel it happening, because that's sometimes been a struggle for Penn State in the past, in the recent past, is creating turnovers. But, I mean, they did have a breakthrough with Jair Brown last year. Yeah. And I just feel like with the guys coming back in the secondary and the line up front, which I think their line might be kind of maybe one of the overlooked positives in the league, even, I think they can do a really good job with that. Maybe that can be a leading part of their team, creating that pressure defensively, being better defensively than what a lot of people might give them credit for right now in August.
We know what the rankings say right now, which you and I both know at this hour are irrelevant. But in some ways, is there an advantage for this team at this hour being under the radar a bit?
Sure. I think unless you're the type of team that looks like your top 5 to 10 material, I think it's better to have more things to motivate you and piss you off than the other way around. You know, I mean, the last 2 years, they had a lot of reasons for optimism at certain points in the summer, and then didn't achieve it. Well, this year I think could go the other way around, and you know, it doesn't hurt to me to have something you have to prove a little bit, have people doubting you a little bit. Good thing, because you know if you're going to be good in the end, you're going to earn it anyway. No worries.
What are you looking for in the opening week? I mean, something that you'd like to see that sticks out to you that can set a tone, maybe positionally, whatever it may be, moving forward the rest of the season?
I think two things. I think one, the play up front on offense, the offensive line, the run game, you can establish some of that early, or that's going to be a positive, potential positive early, because I think that is, to me, is the key to helping Sean Clifford be who he be, the best version of himself. You can get a little bit of a run game and get the defense guessing a little bit, keeping Sean healthy. And then defensively, to me, it's that defensive line and the pressure on the quarterback. Because you got an elite quarterback you're going against in week one. And there's questions, you know. I'm not saying Penn State doesn't have answers, but there's questions at rushing the passer, whether it's the defensive ends or the linebackers, and I think they need to make a statement with that.
How anxious are you? This is touted as being a very talented freshman class. How interested are you right out of the gate to see how many get to the rotation?
Well, I think there's a few guys, more to the point to me, is I think there's a few guys that they could really benefit because of their position at helping right away. I'm looking more at, you know, we just talked about the pass rush. You know, how quickly is Deni Dennis Sutton able to step in and help? Kind of, that might look a little bit like him, like Yetur Gross-Matos was as a rookie. Can he get in there and help soon? Not like by midseason, but soon. And then, of course, the running backs, because of all the well-documented struggles running the football and everything you've heard about Nick Singleton and Catron, you know, can they make a difference early on? You know, can they not just provide depth, but step in and push this forward? I mean, to me, it's those positions Penn State needs help, and I think they have some young guys that could help them right away. So that's the main spots I'm looking at.
All right. A lot of people, of course, Frank, look at Sean Clifford at quarterback. What kind of expectations do you have as to what we might see from him?
If he stays healthy, doesn't get hurt, and I think has a little bit of a running game in front of him, I think he definitely could see the best version of him yet at Penn State. I mean, I think you started to see it last year in the transition, the new coordinator offense before he got hurt. But to me, it's like Sean has that mobility that is excellent. But if he's injured, he can't use it, right? Like last year. Yeah. And if teams know that Penn State can't run the ball, that hurts him too. Because to me, he's not the guy that's going to be able to stand back there and wing it around and just win the game for you. His best version is being able to be accurate, make good decisions, and then use his legs when needed. I think he's really good at knowing when to use his legs. But if there's no room to run or he gets hurt, then he can't. So it's like that, you know, that's the thing that's eluded him. And I think it's right there for him. I think it's a great move, him coming back. And I think there's a lot of people that want to see it, that he has to prove it to, but I think it's all right there.
Last year, we didn't often talk about the kicking game. When we did, it was in glowing terms of how Stout punted, how he kicked off, so forth. Well, now he's with the Baltimore Ravens doing that, both of those parts. So what's your thoughts going into this about the kicking game and how important it's going to be to what Penn State needs to accomplish?
No, it's a huge kind of under the radar, always an under the radar kind of subject, but it'll come up and help you, but kill you more than not, right? If it doesn't go right. I mean, go back to Penn State's famous win, so to speak, in 16 against Ohio State. That was the storyline. Ohio State didn't get it done. Penn State did in that facet. And Penn State fans will remember that for their entire lives. So if you don't have really good kicking and punting, it can hurt you at the worst times. And right now they're both kind of unknowns. I mean, Jake Pinneger obviously has kicked before for Penn State, but he didn't do it in a couple of years as a full-time guy. And punting, you have options, but man, I mean, you don't know until you get out there who is going to be able to perform under the lights. And so, yeah, it's a huge thing because Jordan Stout ended up being probably one of the better, most consistent punters Penn State's had, right, last year?
No question.
You know, kicking was a little bit of an issue at times, but punting, I mean, that was hands down probably one of the best performances I've seen covering Penn State. So that's a big thing. I mean, even in the games you lose, you know, you struggle offensively. You know, that punter can help keep you in the game if you can rely on him, and that's what Penn State has to prove. Though I am interested to see how tall is Gabe? 6'6", 6'7"? 6'6".
Yeah, and to be honest with you, he's dropped about 50 pounds since he's been here.
Wow.
And he's also transitioned from bad weight to good weight. I mean, you can lose weight and you still have bad weight on you. But he's not only lost weight, but now he has good weight on him. So I think it's made a big difference for him. And it's not just the punting part, but, I mean, Gabe can kick off too. You know, then that's another element to it, because it's one thing Stout did. Stout made sure that your cover guys didn't have to do a lot except sprints.
Right. So that's another big part of it. And then I'm just, you know, with a 6'6" guy that's getting rid of the bad weight, you know, what happened? I guess he could be a weapon too with the ball. You never know, right? The other thing I wanted to point out is I really like the idea of Penn State defensively, and I want you to tell me if you've ever heard of this. Penn State at some point will have four guys from the same high school on the field on defense at the same time.
McDonough.
And has that ever happened? Have you remember that?
I don't remember at any point where they had four guys on the field at the same time that were from the same high school.
Okay. I was wondering.
Don't recall that ever happening.
We'll watch for it, because that's kind of intriguing to me a little bit. So.
Yeah, well, it's there between Jacobs, Ellis, tonight, Dennis Sutton, and P.J. Mustafa. They're all there.
And they all had a special – I mean, P.J.'s presence, you know, him and Tig coming back, to me, are such keys. You know, you go back to, like, the leadership, and they do it in different ways, and you go back to 05 and the three captains they had. Of course, Zamaitis is back with the program, but all different personalities, but key to bringing a team that didn't have a lot of success the year before, really bringing them around. And I think you have some key leaders that are going to evolve. You have the potential for that with this team. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go 11-1, but I think it's really important, and maybe people don't understand it yet and realize it with those guys, how important it is.
How often in your travels does the topic of the TV contract come up?
No, not much. I mean, it's there. You know, it's hanging out there. I don't know if a lot of people, fans, concern themselves with it. I think they concern themselves with, well, I got to need to make sure that the game is on a TV station I can get.
Right.
Where is the first game at on Thursday night? Okay. And then who's carrying it?
Right.
Because I don't think Penn State's won. I think the other thing is I don't think Penn State's ever played a regular season game on a Thursday night, right?
They have not. They were supposed to in 2001.
Right.
It was on September 13th, and so obviously that game got moved to December 1st.
Right.
But, nope, they have not played a regular season game on a Thursday. Nope.
Just the fact that I know that I think a lot of people understand that Big Ten is going to make a ton of money, and that's beneficial.
Yeah.
And that's helpful. And they want to be able to still watch the games as long as – but I don't think there's any concern for that. It's not going to go off the regular
season. I think the part that will – made people sit back and go, is going to be when they announce the streaming part, because not everybody streams. Younger people do. Middle-aged
right.
people do. Right? Not every age group streams. I don't. Do you?
To be honest, not much, no.
Right.
It's not part of my daily routine.
Yeah. That's the part I think people are going to look at and say, hey, wait a minute. You mean they might have a game where I got to go online and watch on a computer? Yikes.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's – I mean, that's not the way that I think – how many people grew up enjoying football like that?
It's going to be – what will set the tone for it will be the NFL Thursday night game, right? If people want to do it, they'll find it on Amazon Prime, and that gives the Big Ten, well, you figured out how to do that, you can do this.
I guess. I don't know. To me, it's like, okay, the NFL is big, but NFL stadium game day is a lot different than college football and state game day. I don't know. There's a different feel. It's just a different following to me.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, hey, something happens, you're going to adjust to it, right? If you want, like you said, if you want to see it bad enough. But it's not,
right.
I don't know. It's a more personal experience to me with college football in Penn State, and that's a big difference.
You always got radio. All right.
That's right. The voice isn't going to change, right?
Not that I know of.
Excellent. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that because September 1st is coming kind of quick now.
Yeah, it is. Frank, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
All the best today and the rest of this week.